Today's daf is Shavuos daf Tes Vav, and we are in the second perek. We started yesterday perek Yedias Hatuma in this six-blot perek or so, seven-blot perek, whatever, until Yutas Mabez. And we are up to Ba'i Rebbe Yirmiyah, fourth wide line. We just had a teku. We haven't spoken about teku in a while, but not for now. But the Gemara had an unanswered question about if somebody knows about Tumah but does not know about the shear of Tumah, how inherent and how much of a basic information of Tumah is that? Is that called Yediyah? If I don't know the minimum amount, minimum details of Shratzim of Tumah, but I do know about Sharis. Okay, that was a question that was unanswered. What about the following question? Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, is this called Yediyah? Again, the context is we have to have a Yediyah Batchila in order to be Chayav of the Karban. So is this called Yediyah? As follows. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Ben Bavel, Sha'ala La'aretz Yisrael, a Ben Chutz La'aretz that goes up to Eretz Yisrael, the Ne'elami Menu Makam Mikdash, and he does not know the Makam HaMikdash. He doesn't know the borders. So Mahu, so is he ever considered to have known if he doesn't know the borders? Right? Rashi says, first wide line, Ben Bavel, She Yodea Sheish Mikdash B'Yerushalayim. Of course he knows. He knows there's a base of Mikdash in Yerushalayim. Aval Ein Yodea Mekomo. He does not know the exact details. He knows there's a halacha of Knisa LaMikdash, but he doesn't know the details. Mahu, is that called Yediyah or not? Tosfos discusses also here. What exactly is the case? Is there a Beis HaMikdash standing there? Says Tosfos. Right, based on what we said before, that if it's a question that you could just ask anybody, so then that's called the Yediyah. So what about here? Tzarech lafareish de bizman hazeh mairi. Maybe we're talking about Bizman Hazeh, She'ein Matsui Li Sha'el Heichan Mekomo. That it is not Matsui to ask, you know, where exactly is the place Bizman Hazeh. Umikom Makom Nakat Ben Bavel Lafi, She'bnei Eretz Yisrael, Regilin Lahakar Yoser. Right, in Chutzlars, maybe they don't know for sure, but in Eretz Yisrael, says Baal Yatosfus, living outside of Eretz Yisrael, right, living in France, B'nai Baal Yatosfus say, the B'nai Eretz Yisrael no more. They know a regilin lahakar yoser, and therefore the what that could also be possibly considered a yediyah batchila. Right, this relates to the general issue of even bizman hazeh we paskin kitshal shaita v'kitshal asalavo, and therefore the kedusha still stands, even though the mikdash is not bibinyana. Right, the controversial shita of the Ravid, not exactly even sure what the Ravid says. The Ravid says in Ilchos Beis HaBechira that if somebody walks on Behar HaBayis Bizman Hazeh, ein bo kares. The Ravid does not say mutter, but the Ravid says ein bo kares. So what does that mean? Does that mean you can walk on Har HaBayis? Like there's a Mesorah quoted by the Meiri right here on today's daf. The Meiri quotes that there is a Mesorah that people walk onto Har HaBayis, Bizman Hazeh. The Meiri, I don't think, was ever in Eretz Yisrael. It's sitting in Provence in southern France. But the Meiri quotes that Mesorah, not as a Tzad Heter, but just that is the reality. And the Ravid and the Meiri, we know, were both from Provence. So maybe there is a connection between that day and the Meiri and the Ravid. But most Achronim assume that the Ravid is not holding that it is Mutter Bizman Hazeh. It's just that there is a facet that is missing. Maybe there's two aspects of Kedusha. Maybe there's Kedushas Mechitzos and Kedushas Makom, right? One formulation of the Achronim, and Kares is only totally on the Kedushas Mechitzos, even though the Isser Da'arais is still totally on Kedushas Makom. Either way, we paskin l'maisa, one is not allowed to go on, but that is part of what Tosfos says right here. What is the suffix of the Gemara if somebody goes without knowing the Makam HaMikdash? Okay, so back to the Gemara. So Rabbi Yirmiyah asks this question. So Ben Bava that goes up, and he does not know the Makam HaMikdash Mao. So Aliba Daman, who is this according to this question? Is it according, now going back to the machlokos we had earlier in the Masechta, is this according to Rabbi Akiva that requires Yediyah Batchila? So for to be mechayev Ashram Talu, to be mechayev Olav Yored. Remember, the only type of carbon shogi that you have such a requirement. That's what we said a couple of lines ago. We said that that's unique in this context, that you need a Yediyah Batchila. By most Averas, you do the Avera, Peshogeg, okay, Yechayev a carbon. But here, if it's according to Rabbi Akiva, then you need Yediyah Batchila, Halo Mechayev al Helem Mikdash. But according to Rabbi Akiva, you're only Chayev on Helem Kodesh, not Helem Mikdash, right? If you don't remember about the carbon, but not about the Mikdash, and you leave it to Rabbi Yishmael, then you have the opposite problem. Yishmael, the Mechayev al Helem Mikdash, he said you're Chayev on both Kodesh and Mikdash, Halobai Yediyah Batchila. But he doesn't require Yediyah Batchila. So who is Rabbi Yirmiyah asking according to? According to either Tana, it wouldn't be a question. Answer, Lo Tzricha Aliba de Rebbe. Maybe it's according to Rebbe who combines both. Debo Yediyah Batchila, Mechayev Al Halam Mikdash. On the one hand, he requires Yediyah Batchila, like Rebbe Akiva, and he's Mechayev on Hela Mikdash, like Rebbe Yishmael. The Amar Yediyah Space Rabo Shma Yediyah. And also, we said that knowledge of young children, or at least the potential to ask the young children, is Shma Yediyah. So here's the question. Kiva de Yada Dika Mikdash Ba'olam Yediyahi. Since he knows of the halachas of the Beis HaMikdash that is called the Yediyah, he knows there's an Isra of Knisa LaMikdash. Odilma, no. Kiva de Mekoma Lo Yadale Halamahi. Because the details of the knowing exactly where the borders are, he never knew. And maybe that's not so pasha to ask. So that's called a Ha'alama. That's not called a Yediyah. So take no answer to that question. We will wait for Eliyahu Navi. The question will meanwhile stand. Okay, let's continue again at the end. At this time, we'll come back to the Teku, Meku issues. Says the Gemara's second to last line. So we mentioned on yesterday's daf, on the Mishnah, that not only if one walks into the Azara, if somebody chayev tumas mikdash v'kadasha, but if somebody walks into the Tosefes Azara, somebody wants, walks into the addition, right? Kedusha in Yadus spreads. Kedusha spreads, and we have the ability to consciously spread it. Some of it naturally spreads, but it consciously spreads in place and in time. Not so much in person, except hashkafically, right? If you're a Kohen, you're great, you're a Kohen. You can't expand being a Kohen. You're a Kohen, and Kedusha's Gavra. A person can't become a Kohen. A Bas Yisrael can become married to a Kohen. So that's somewhat. But in Kedusha's Makom, and in Kedusha's Hazman. In Kedusha's Hazman, we have the power to be Mekadei Shabbos. That's the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. Tosefes Yanta, Tosefes Yom Kippurim. We can expand. We can be Marchiv the Kedusha. And number two, in Kedusha's Makom. That's right here. We can be Marchiv. We can expand the Kedusha of the Makom HaAzara, or the Makom of Yerushalayim. And if we do that, so then that has the status of those places in terms of various halachas, in terms of eating kachim, and in terms of being metame, the place. So that's what the Mishnah said, that if somebody walks into the Azara, or the Tosefes Azara, so one is subject to the same rules as one would walk in. How do we know that there is such a concept? So that's the Mishnah's Gemara's question. Shimon ani mili d'amar v'simi barchia d'amar kra k'chol hashini ani marai oscha istabnes ha-mishkar v'istabnes kol kelav v'chein ta'asu. Just like I am showing you, Moshe Rabbeinu, the structure, the tabernacle of the Mishkan, and how all the kelim work. Just like I'm showing you that, so too forever. So too you shall do, Lidoros. V'chein ta'asu Lidoros. Right, Rashi on top. Kra Yisera Lemidrish. Lidoros. V'chein ta'asu, you don't need that. I'm showing you. What does that mean? V'chein ta'asu Lidoros. So that you do this with Lidoros. What do you have to do Lidoros? How do you expand and create the structure for the Mikdash and the kelim? So says Rashi, Ubi May Moshe Dehu Melech V'Navi. Moshe Rabbeinu was the king, halachically, and he was the Navi. And V'achiv Kohen Gadol, his brother was the Kohen Gadol. V'Urim V'Tumim V'Shivim Zakenim. They were all there. So just like all of those elements were there the first time when Moshe Rabbeinu built the Mishkan, so too, all those elements have to be there. L'Daros. All the Rishonim get into the act here. Exactly. Does each of those fit in? So, for example, Tosfos. V'chein ta'asu l'daros. So, it quotes Rashi. Again, Moshe was the Melech, and the Navi, and the Kohen Gadol, and the Urim Tumim. It's Tosfos, second Tosfos. The first one we did yesterday. The first one was related to yesterday's Mishnah. Tosfos says v'teima. If you look in the first parak of Sanhedrin, b'ha'amada Sanhedrin l'shvatim, when the halacha of appointing Sanhedrin for Shvatim, you also learn that from Moshe Rabbeinu, and you don't need all of these requirements. If you say, just like Moshe Rabbeinu had this status, so too, so when you appoint a Sanhedrin, which Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, was B'makam Shivim Ve'echad, Moshe Rabbeinu was in place of 71, so therefore, you should not only need 71, you should need the king and the Navi. Va'od, Avagav da'aron o'yeh b'binyin Mishkan, even though Aaron was there, v'chinishalu b'urim v'tumim lasos Mishkan. The Urim v'tumim physically existed, but did we ask the Urim v'tumim? When we built the Mishkan, follow Kodem Shizkain Aaron, idea Milum, Nasa Mishkan. It was before Aaron even wore the Urim Tumim, and it had the power to light up, and we arranged the letters, like the Ramban says in Parshat Tetzaveh, to get the answer. But that wasn't functioning yet. So if you want to take it literally, on the one hand, you should need more by the Hamada Lashvatim. And number two, you know, the Urim Tumim wasn't functioning yet here, was it? Remember what the Urim Tumim was. The Torah does not describe what the Urim Tumim was. Amazingly, the Torah describes every other kli, but it does not describe what the Urim Tumim was. It says, put the Urim Tumim right on the heart of the Kohen Gadol. That's the Machlokas we've shown him. The Rashi clearly says. Rashi says, Urim Tumim was a Shem Hashem that was put between the folds of the Choshen. Rashi says, and that was the motor that lit up the Urim Tumim, that lit up the Choshen, the stones of the Choshen. But the Ksava Kabbalah points out that the Rambam never quotes what the Urim Tumim was. So he thinks that the Urim Tumim was the Choshen stones. The Avnei Choshen was the Urim Tumim. And they were Meir Umetameim Es Divrehem. Machlokas Rishonim, Pashtus, what was the Urim Vitumim? But either way, back to Tosfos' question. Tosfos asked two questions. So now Tosfos says, Kushi Rishon Aleish Latareis, the first question I could answer, meaning, for Hamada Shvatim, maybe you shouldn't only need 71, you should need Melech HaNavi, to Hacham Arbinan Tfei. Maybe because here there's an extra limud. Mishon Dachsiv V'chein Tasu, to Mashba, to Asi, the Rebuye Kol Hanach. So here there's a special impression that we get from the Limud that was supposed to include more. What about the other element of Aron HaKohen? Tosfos doesn't relate to that, but if you look in the Ritva here also asks these questions. Harei kan urim v'tumim shekin hera lo bahar, as just like I showed you everything on the mountain on Har Sinai, so urim v'tumim was showed to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Everything that was going to be used at some point was shown, so it's included in the pasuk. Or number two, v'od, fascinating, to call shivas yimei amiluim. There was a kohen gadol, it just wasn't Aaron a kohen yet. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu was functioning as the Kohen Gadol for those 7 days. So there was the Urim Tumim functioning possibly, but it was just worn by the real first Kohen Gadol was Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, that's a controversial question. That question is, was he the Kohen Gadol or not? Or the Gemara in Maseches Tainis, I think one other place also, has the suffix, which begadim did Moshe Rabbeinu wear? Did he wear the Big Day Chaluk, or did he wear the begadim of the Kohen Gadol during the Shivas Yimei Miluim? Right, so what kind of question is that? So that could be at least one of two questions. One is, did Moshe Rabbeinu have the status of Kohen Gadol? Everybody agrees that if he was the Kohen Gadol, he has to wear the begadim. The question is, was he the Kohen Gadol? Or no, of course not. He was just showing Aaron a Kohen what to do when Aaron would become the first Kohen Gadol. But Moshe Rabbeinu himself was not the first Kohen Gadol. That's one explanation of the suffix. Was he the Kohen Gadol or not? The other formulation is, of course he was the Kohen Gadol. But, of course he was not the Kohen Gadol. But the question is, the Big Day Kahuna, are they a function of Avoda, or are they a function of Kohen? Right? As the Gemara says, Big Dabansha Big Dayim Aleim Kahunasam Aleim. So only when a Kohen is doing the Avoda, maybe that's only when you need the Big Day Kahuna. But if someone else is doing the Avoda for some reason, like Moshe Rabbeinu, who was a Levi, so then he would not have to wear the Begadim. So that's two Pshatim of the Suffolk. But that's what the Ritva is suggesting here. Maybe the Urim Tumim was there, because, again, his Lashon, Tekal Shivasime Miluim, Moshe Bimakom, Kohen Gadol, Urim Tumim, Hayim Hashamesh. So it's not 100% clear even in the language of the Ritva. He was there, Bimakom Kohen Gadol. So does that mean he was a Kohen Gadol, or he was just in place of the Kohen Gadol? So the Ritva is not 100% clear, but that is the important line of the Ritva. But again, these are the questions that are asked by the Rishonim here regarding all of these requirements. The, if you look in the Sharm Sian Balacha here, he quotes an Achron, the Nachlas Azriel. The Bishaz Binyan HaMishkan, Shashem Yisparach Hera LaMoshe Ofan Asiyaso, Bivadai Lo Hayu Tzrichin Urim Betumim. You need the Urim Betumim when Hashem is not directly communicating. So that's why you didn't need the Urim Betumim originally. Hashem is saying exactly what to do. The point is, the Urim Betumim were going to be used in the future as a substitute for the Dvar Hashem. So maybe you had the Urim Betumim now. It was just a substitute. Right, or we should say the opposite. The Urim Tumim was a substitute of this, which is the ultimate Dvar Hashem directly. Aval lahaba, tziv Hashem yisbarach, sheyihu, umefarish, kachalashi ne'amareh, just like I show you today, through my direct language and communication, so too in the future you should do based on the tool that I give you, and that is Zeruv Mitumim. So again, that could be an answer of, there is Zeruv Mitumim today. Lamaisa, the result. The result of what we usually use the Zeruv Mitumim for existed, even though it wasn't, exactly used in the same way. The other point to mention on this line, again, we only did three words on this stuff, but again, it's jam-packed. The Gemara that Tosfos quotes in Sanhedrin Tezayin that Moshe Rabbeinu is b'makom ayin aleph havikoy. Moshe Rabbeinu is b'makom 71. Rav Soloveitchik has an unbelievable yard site here, as all of them are, but one of them called Takanas Moshe, where he discusses that there is a steer in the first parak in Sanhedrin. Right, sometimes Moshe Rabbeinu is called B'makam Ayin Aleph in the place of 71, and sometimes Moshe Rabbeinu is Al. Right, what's the source that this, the Bezin is 71? Moshe Rabbeinu appoints 70 plus Moshe Al Gaban. So you see, he's not 71; he is one. Is he part of them? Is he apart from them? Right, that's different messages, different ideas that you get from the various Gemaras there in the first parak. He develops the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu had two samchuyot. Moshe Rabbeinu had two authorities, just like the Sanhedrin has two authorities itself. Right, the Sanhedrin on the one hand is the ultimate arbiter of Jewish law. Right, when there is a question, it's the Supreme Court. It goes up and up and up until it comes to the Bezin HaGadol. If that's the last stop, they decide, they take a vote, and is the ultimate arbiter. So that is decisions. Decisions, Moshe Rabbeinu is b'makam ayin aleph. You can't argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is b'makam 71. He is 71. He is the symbol of 71. If Moshe says something, you can't argue with him. Right? Moshe emes v'saraso emes. That's it. But there are other functions that the Sanhedrin does. Like here, the Sanhedrin has to be there to expand the borders. Are they deciding anything there? No, it's their presence that adds a certain power to the event. But it's not that they're deciding anything. Or when the Sanhedrin has to appoint a king. The decision was made beforehand. Now they're just there to appoint or to anoint the king. So there, Moshe Rabbeinu, in that type of function, is one person. Right? You need 71 Jews. Right? And Moshe Rabbeinu is one Jew. It's not about decision making. It's about the presence and the authority that's added based on the presence. So that is where Moshe Rabbeinu would be one. Again, and there are other nafkaminas as well, and this comes up by Sanhedrin, this comes up by Edom, right? The parallel could be Ede Birur and Ede Kiyum, the same type of distinction. You have it by Edom, by Sanhedrin, and by Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Again, part of a larger discussion, but that is in the shir entitled Takanas Moshe. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara says on the top line, Masiv Rava. Rava asks, is this true, that this is the source, and that you need all of these items because of Chen Tasu? Exactly what was done then, that's what has to be done forever. Masav Rava, kol ha-kelim sha'asa Moshe mishichasan mikadashtan, all the kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu made to use in the Mishkan, that when the Shemana Mishcha was put on them and smeared on them, that's when they were niskadesh, that's when they were sanctified, to use in the Mishkan. Mikan ve'elach, avodasa mechan chasan. But afterwards, no longer was the Shemana Mishcha used, even in the time when there still was Shemana Mishcha. Obviously, if there's no more Shemana Mishcha, there's nothing to talk about, right? After Yoshio HaMelech. But if, even in the time earlier, avodasa mechan chasan, the avoda, the usage itself, when you start, that itself sanctifies. So you ask the Gemara about my, but 1 minute. If we say everything that happened at the beginning of the Mishkan is what exists for the end of, in the continuation years, via my, neima v'chein tasu l'doros, we should say that Mashiach works and you need Mashiach forever. Right? If you say it exactly continues. Answer, no, shiny hasam, to amar krav, v'yim shachem, v'yikadesh osam. Special limud by the Kalim, it says you should anoint them and sanctify them. Osam b'mashicha v'lo l'doros b'mashicha. Only that first generation was b'mashicha, but not for the generations. Ema osam b'mashicha l'doros o b'mashicha o ba'avoda. Maybe that's just saying the first generation needs mashicha, and later generations is either or. And then also it will be a violation of v'chein tasu. Amar av papa, amar kra. Ashe yisharsu bam b'kodesh. A language of Sheirus. Tala nakasa b'Sheirus. The Torah makes it dependent on usage, on Sheirus, and therefore you need it then. Period. Asha the kasa v'achman ashe yisharsu osam lamali. Okay, so once you have yisharsu, which means later kalim could be niskadesh through usage. So what does the word osam exclude? Only these first generation has this, but others other kalim later have other halachos. So ilachaz rachmana osam. If it wouldn't say osam avamina hani hud dibim mashicha ladaris b'mashicha uba avoda, I would think first generation is mashicha, second generation is both. You have to do it. That's Mashiach. And also, Yesharsu means also Avoda. Miyad Rachmana Osam. Osam be Mashiach of Lolodoras be Mashiach. That's why it is excluded, because only that generation is Mashiach, but Lolodoros, it is not be Mashiach. Okay, there are various limudim. Chasam Sofer is Metame here. Binyan Shilo Beis Olamim Minas or Meshus Lazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Erel Moshe Mishkan V'Kshashter Miyirios. This whole tzivu was only by the Mishkan. V'chein Tasu. How do we know the same halachas apply, right, to all of the other structures? Remember, all the other structures had slight differences to it. For the Mishkan was described in the Torah. Malachim Aleph is Bayis Rishon. Meseches Midos is Bayis Sheni. Yechezkel is Bayis Shlishi. Right, they're all slightly different. We know Shlomo HaMelech built, okay, we discussed this in the Navi Shir, he built many menoros and many shulchans, right? So how was he allowed to do that? V'chein tasu, make one. So he asked the Chasam Sofer here, right? Shouldn't it be, how do you know it's also about the Beis HaMikdash? So he answers, V'yafal pi dinim na pi Navi, mikal makal midatam reshus lahamin l'nevi'im l'chadish ever me'ata. And the answer is the afagav de darshinan min vechein taasu ladoros lechumra de beinan ladoros melech v'navi mikamakom ikar kra lekula asa shenucha l'shanos habinyan v'akelim b'cholpam api amare sheyara shemisbrach l'neviyei hador. The pasuk is really not telling you a chumra; it's giving you an allowance, right? The question was, oh, maybe it's only limited. No, it's telling you can do it. We darshan it in the Gemara that there are also other requirements, but the ikar kavana of the two words of the pasuk is that you shall be allowed to do it. So that's how Chazal understand this, allowed to do it for the other structures as well. U'mitzvazu debinyan beis hamikdash v'kehav meikara haki nitna v'tznai sheyishtaneh al-yidei mara. Right, it'll be mishtaneh based on what the neviim of the time hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why it is expanded. Good. U'bishtei todos. So what is used now to expand the borders of the Azara of Yerushalayim? Shtei Todos. You need the two carbonous Toda. So which part of the Toda? Tana. Tosefta says, Shtei Todos. She'amru belachman v'lo bebsaron. You only need the loaves. We know carbon Toda was brought with 40 loaves. So some of those loaves, two of those loaves you need. You don't need the basar of a carbon Toda, only the loaves. Minani mili, how do you know this? Amar of Chizda, da Amar Kra, va Amida, Shtei Todos, Gedolos, Vitaluchos, Liyamin, Me'al, Lachoma. When they sanctified, right, and this is Pasuk in Nehemiah, Rashi says, Pesefer Ezra. Why? Because according to Chazal, Ezra and Nehemiah is one Sefer. But we have this in Nehemiah, Yudbeis, that when they expanded and were Makadish the Bayesheni, so that's when they used two Todos, big ones, Vitaluchos, Liyamin, Me'al, Lachoma. So my gedolos, what does gedolos here mean in the pasuk? What do you mean big? Is that important for it to be big? Ilema mimin gadol mamish. Does it mean, well, you pick a large animal. Pick a large animal, so then name a parm. Just say the largest animal. Say an ox, say a pet cow. So ela gedolos bemina. It means no, within whatever type you picked, you could also pick a sheep, right? Whatever type you pick big ones within that type. So the Gemara says that's what it means. Mika chashivusa kamishmaya. Does Hashem really care if something is very large? Does he go by quantity? That's an important line. Mika chashivusa kamishmaya vatanya. But don't we learn in a brisa all the way at the end of Maseches Menachos, Daf Kuf Yud, Nomar ba'olas behema ishereach lichoach. Ba'olas ha'of ishereach lichoach. B'mincha ishereach lichoach. Right, by each one of the karbanos. Animal, bird, or flower. It says, it's a reach lichoach, Hashem is nachas. As long as you have proper kavana, right? Label a shamayim. So that's good. So what do you mean? Why does it say gedolos? You have to take big ones. So there's a lot here, but let's just continue. So ela gedola shebetoda. It must mean the big ones of the carbon toda. What do you mean big ones? The animals? That can't be referring to big. It's referring to chametz, meaning we know the Torah has 40 loaves. 30 of them are matzah, 10 of them are chametz. The chametz ones were larger than the matzah ones because he used the same amount of flour for the 30 and for the 10. So each of the 10 were big, so that's what it's referred to. You use two of the chametz loaves in order to walk around in this ceremony. Umayniu chametz titznan, the Mishnah says in Maseches Menachos, Hatoda, Haisaba, Ben Chamesh Sa'in, Yerushalmios, Shein Sheish Midbarios, Shein Sheifos. The Mishnah goes into a couple of math problems. Va'efa Shalosh Sa'in, Va'esrim Isaron, Asara Lachametz, Vyasara Lamatza. What's important for us is you have equal flour for chametz and the matzah. Uve matzah shlosha minim chalos rekikin urevucha. And the matzah had three types, 30 altogether. Chametz only had one type, 10 altogether. So those obviously were larger because they had more flour for each one. And that's why when the Mishnah says two todos, and when the pasuk in Nehemiah says that it is two todos gedolos, so that is referring to these loaves of the chametz loaves of the carbon toda. A couple of points. Number one, the Maariv Chayis here wonders, was Nehemiah mechadish this? Right? You can't, Navi Rasha lechadish davar me'ata. Right? You can't, a Navi can't be mechadish something new that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say. So was he mechadish it? So the Maariv Chayis discusses that problem, so to speak. He says, Kiban she'ein lozeh remes b'taras Moshe, e'chaya Ezra yochal lechadish davar me'ata. V'ef shalomar de Rasha ha'isa'az. Very nikva dinzel ladaros must have been harasha that they heard from Hakadosh Baruch Hu to be kovei this ladaros. Tosafa leir v'lazara tzricha shtei todos uveprat ha'ayi baze hefich din Torah tahare achaz neachelas v'achaz nesrefes. So it's a little difficult, but it must be harasha. And then he ends up by saying ayein Rambam ma'isa karbanis v'tzarachin, which Rambam is he referring to in the end of Perek Beis and ma'isa karbanis? The Rambam here, Rambam says in the end of Perek ma'isa karbanis. Kol shiurei nesachim ha'amurim b'sefer Yechezkel u'minyan osen karbanos v'sidrei ha'avoda haksuvim sham, all the psukim in Yechezkel kulam milu imheim ve'enam noagim ledoros. Ella, it's not halacha l'maisa. Ella hanavi tziva upireish ketzad yu makrivim ha'miluim im chanukas ha'mizbeach b'yimei melach ha'mashiach ki yivne b'yishlishi. Says the Rambam, don't learn any halacha from Yechezkel, because that's only about Bayis Shlishi. That's an important Rambam. And then the Rambam says, again, not that we would have, but it's interesting. Perek Beis halacha Yudalit. And then the Rambam adds, halacha Tezvav. U'kishem shehikrivo ha'nasiyim b'chanukas ha'mizbeach, dvarim she'en kamosan l'doros, v'hikrivo b'shabbos, just like they were makriv things during Parshas Naso, what we read on Chanukah, right? Just like we do, there are karbanas then that were not hukrav ladoros. Kacha nasi makriv chanukasa b'shabas lo asid kasher mefurash sham. V'chein, here's the tzarachian part of the Maariv Chayis. V'chein karbanas shekrivu b'yimei Ezra. Haba'im me'ashivas yimei miluim hayu ve'noagin ladoros. Right? Me'ashavi miluim hu ve'noagin ladoros. Avodvarim hanogim ladoros heim divrei Torah shepirashnu kavosh etika b'moshe Rabbeinu ein lahosef aleim v'lo legroa. It sounds like the Rambam is saying, don't learn from Ezra. That's what it sounds like. And this Gemara says, no, dafka, we learn from Ezra about how to expand the borders. What does the Rambam mean? Karbanis shekrivu b'mei Ezra. Haba me'ashvi shvi miluim hayu. Unless you say that the Rambam is not talking about these. That's what you have to say. The Rambam is talking about the other karbanis that were brought during the miluim for that for Baisheni, but not Dafka, these two that were used for the expansion of and the Hakdasha of the Beis HaMikdash itself. Okay, number one. Number two, Mi'ika Chashivusa Kamishmai. If you look also in the back, Rav Lazar Meir Horovitz points out, maybe that what the Torah is saying here is, Hidr Mitzvah is not Ma'akev the Mitzvah. Right, what's the lashon of Mi'ika Chashivusa Kamishmaya? Right, is there Chashivus to have a big one? What do you mean? Maybe it's good to have a big Esrog. Is that hiddur mitzvah? To have a big chefza shal mitzvah? So it must be that hiddur is not ma'akiv, the mitzvah daraisa. But there is a concept of hiddur. Obviously, it's just not ma'akiv. Right? Because we're talking about here, what's ma'akiv, what's needed. We have a concept of hiddur mitzvah. Shabbos kufla megimel, right? Zek keli v'anveyu. Ma, right? Hisno elofan abimitzvos. So says the Ram Hurwitz, Avo bevadai, mikom makom, yish chashivas, we shim hider mitzvah, lehisna os. Kamo bachom mitzvah, sheish din lahader bimitzvah. Vikol kushis agamara, rak le inyin ikuva. Must be, it's never le ikuva. Unless you have a specific din. right? Once in a while, right? The first Rashi in Lulav HaGazel, where it says, right? Lulav, right? Lulav Hayavesh is possible because Rashi quotes Hidr Mitzvah, right? Because sometimes Hidr is Ma'akev. In Neris Chanukah, as we know, it's not Ma'akev, right? Hidr Mitzvah, right? Neris Ubeso. You only have one candle, so you light the candle. Then you have the different levels. Mahadran and Mahadran and Mahadran. But not, it's not part of the Ikra Mitzvah. That's the Chanukah connection for today. But again, that's the Mika Chashivusa Kame Shmaya. And then finally, just to mention, because the Shar Mesiyana Balacha here mentions it on this daf. This is where I originally saw it. He quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger. I looked for it in the Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Chidushim here, but I didn't see it, so it must be written somewhere else. But the Shar Mesiyana Balacha here quote Rabbi, unless I just didn't find it, quote from Rabbi Kiva Eger, the thought we mentioned, I think, a week or two ago, maybe a couple weeks ago. The Torah starts off with a Beis and ends with a Lamed, right? Lave. What letters are before Beis and Lamed? You have an Aleph before the Beis and a Gimel after the Beis, and a Chaf before the Lamed and a Mem after. So the two first letters, prior letters, are Aleph and Chaf. Ach. The letters after are Gimel and Mem. Gam. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, Ach is always lama'it, minimizing. Gam is expanding, maximizing, right? Maximal. Echad amarbe, v'echad amamet. Whether you do more, whether you do less, as long as your heart's in the middle. Ubavachi chavin libo l'shamayim. That's this brisa that we have. That's this Mishnah, really. It's a Mishnah, right? It's on the side, v'hatanan. The Mishnah at the end of Menachos, as long as your heart's in the middle, ubavachi chavin libo l'vivshma shamayim, it doesn't matter if it's more or less. And the Shar Mesiyana Balacha is just mosif, that applies, the Mishnah is about avoda, but it applies in Torah and in other contexts as well, right? We find in Brachas Daf Hei, Imishim Torah Delo Afashta, is it because you didn't learn a lot of Torah? Shaninu Echad Amar Bevechad Amamet, as long as you do the best you can. And we have it by Tefillah as well, right? The Shulchan Aruch and Simon Aleph and Shulchan Aruch, right? Tov Ma'at Tachnunim B'Kavana Meharbos Below Kavana. Better to give a lot, say less with kavana, than to say a lot without kavana. And legabe tztaka, we have it, right? Better to give less tztaka, l'shem shamayim, and with a good kavana, than to give more without kavana. So again, you find this concept elsewhere as well. So anyway, back to the Gemara. So we have the issues of echad amarbe, v'echad ha-mamet. Tosus does note in Tosus l'lamedcha that sometimes we pick special miyuchad shebe'edro, like for kabanas. But the point is, we shouldn't be proud of it. We shouldn't say this is what I did, right? And that's what Nehemiah was doing. So it must be something else. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rami Rachama, continuing the halacha, Ein ha'azara miskadeshes ela b'shiari mincha. What we just said about the carbon todas, that's about expanding Yerushalayim, but about expanding the azara, right? So that's shiari mincha. That's leftover flour from the carbon mincha, right? Not the loaves of the carbon toda, but leftover flour from the mincha. My taima, ki Yerushalayim. You compare it to Yerushalayim. Ma Yerushalayim, davar ha-ne'echal ba mekadsha. Yerushalayim, something that's eaten in it, like the loaves of the toda, or sanctify it. That's what you use to walk around. Af azara, davar ha-ne'echal ba mekadsha. So to the azara, something that's eaten in it, right, it's Mekadesh it. And that's why the carbon mincha is different than the todas, right? Then the carbon toda could be in all of Yerushalayim. It's kachik kalim, right? A mincha is kachik kachim. It could only be in the azara. So to the azara, davar anechal ba mekacha. Says the Gemara, ato lachmei toda ba azara milo mesachli. Lachmei toda could also be in the azara, right? So why should that go by Yerushalayim? So the Gemara says, Ela ki Yerushalayim, make it more specific. Ma Yerushalayim davar hanecha ba v'yotze mimena nifsal. Just like Yerushalayim, you use something that could be in it, and if you take it out of this spot, it's nifsal b'yotze. Afazara davar hanecha ba v'yotze mimena nifsal. And that's why you compared, you could eat it with the shiari mincha. Shiari mincha, fine. And that's what Rashi just points out on the fourth or fifth wide line. Rashi says, "B'shari mincha, b'chalas shari mincha nechalas lakonim, v'hai kiddush de Nehemya ve'ezra b'kiddush ha'ir k'siv." Right, those psukim are talking about the kiddush ha'ir. Aval Ezra shehosifu aleha makifin osa b'shari mincha. Right, but when you b'azara, I'm sorry, aval zara. Thank you, azara shehosifu aleha makifin osa b'shari mincha. Right, Ezra's with the aleph. Azara's hay. Good. So that's the halacha that Yerushalayim is is added onto, is miskadeshes with the toda, and the azara is miskadeshes with the shiarei mincha. The Tosfos here discusses a little bit how did they do it. Lamanda Amar in Zvachim ein mincha bebama, right? If you didn't have the Beis Hamikdash yet, so it was only next of a bama until after the Hakdasha. So how could you use it if you can't bring a mincha on a bama, right? So how would you do that? So Tosfos says the Yesh Lomar is kind of like a basachas. Kind of like a basachas. Last couple of lines of Tosfos. V'yesh lomar, kivan sh'akol ba basachas, hakiddush v'asiyas ha-mincha lo chashin ha-mincha bebama. It's like a basachas. You use this to be mekadesh the place, even though you can't be mekadesh the place without having this previously. So it's like the basachas concept that we have elsewhere. There is a formulation of the Rimi Gash that the Rashba is not happy about. The Rimi Gash doesn't say it explicitly. But the Rambam seems to say it as well. So the Rambam also says it, so it could be that the Rimi Gash was the Rebbe of Maimon, the Rambam's father. The Rambam was very young when the Rimi Gash died, so it's hard to say that the Rimi Gash was the Rambam's Rebbe, but he was the Rebbe of his father. So sometimes we find parallels between a Rimi Gash Shita and the Rambam. The Rimi Gash formulates, it's not explicit, but the Rashba understands this as well. Not only do you have to use a Davar HaNe'echal in each context, but you have to eat it. Right, the actual achilas kohanim is mekadesh. That's how the Rashba at least understands the Rimi Gash. That's what he says. Nire midvarav, after quoting the Rimi Gash. She'ein tosefes o'ir v'azaras b'skadeshes ad she'yochlim shama kohanim kedinam. And twice he gives us that impression. Again, it's not mefurish, but he gives off that impression, and it's pointed out that the Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Yud Beis and Yud Gimel also gives off that impression. But v'sed teima gadol be'enai, says the Rashba. She'im kein, but it says in a few lines, we're going to say, heich ha'inu ba'im lomar b'slamach sha'primis ne'achelas medina, v'shalal pinavi, l'man damar zu achar zu. We'll get to that. Halo mikdash ha'da'achli le'konim sham. How could you eat it? That's even worse than Tosfos. Tosfos says you're going to walk around with it, basachas. Here you're going to eat it? You can't eat a mincha unless you already have the kedusha. And you're going to have but you don't have the kedusha until after you eat it if that's part of the avoda. So Ella, says the Rashba, you don't have to eat it, you have to use something that is edible. Ella lo amru davar ne'achal sham makacha dafka mishin ne'achal sham, ella davar shit sarach li'achal sham, fayotzi mimena nifsal. Again, that's a shita that some have. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, so we just had the limud, just like from Yerushalayim, so to the Azara. Im alahalan chametz afkan chametz, once we're comparing, so when you go across, just like over there, we use chametz, right? The loaves of the Toda are chametz. So afkan, so here too you should have chametz. Here too you should have chametz by the Karbon Mincha. But minchas are, and we're saying mincha is not chametz, it's all a matzah. It's more of a tizbra. Mincha is chametz mi'ika. Well, is there a Karbon Mincha that's chametz? Right? There's an isser. V'chitem et demachmetz lehu l'shirayim. And if you want to say, well, you know what, maybe the shirayim. You can't be mechametz. You can't leaven the kmitza that you burn, right? The part of the Karbon Mincha. What's a Karbon Mincha, right? We do kmitza and we put that kometz that's under the middle three fingers of the kohen. We burn that and the rest is eaten by the kohenim, right? It's kachi kachim. So maybe the isser, says the Gemara, is only to be mechametz what you burn. V'chitema de mechametz lu l'shirayim. Maybe you could be mechametz the shirayim. U'makadish lu, says the Gemara, no, that's also aser. V'yaksiv lo se'afech chametz chelkam. V'yamari shlakish afilu chelkam lo te'afech chametz. So the Gemara is trying to suggest, oh, maybe it should be chametz. The Gemara is saying, you'll never have that metzias. You don't have leftover flour from the mincha, that's chametz. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. There is one or two times the whole year that you can use chametz. Alam alo, efshar de mekadish b'shtei alechem batzeres. T'shtei alechem on shvuis. T'shtei alechem on shvuis. That's chametz. So maybe every time you want to expand the borders of the Azara, you should do it, you should wait till shvuis. You should always do it on Shavuos, and that's the karban that you will bring. The Klei Yakar discusses, if you want to look it up, we don't have time, in Vayikra Perek Beis, the significance of why dafka only on Shavuos, right? Do you say that you can have chametz, right? The chametz is the Sarish of Issa, the Sahara, in the context of Torah, then it's okay. But the Gemara says, no, that's also. So maybe you should have to wait for Shavuos, Mishum Delo Efshar. There's no way, it's not possible. There's no way to do it. Why? Heichin Evid, what should we do? Nivne me esmol, v'nikdashe me esmol. So should we go through all the motions on Erev Shavuos? Right? Build it and sanctify it. But you're going to use the carbon for tomorrow? Shtei halachem b'shchitas kvasim udakachi. But the bread only becomes sanctified fully when you're makriv the kivsei atzeres that go along with it. Right? That's the only time that you have a shlamim that's a carbon sibur. The kivsei atzeres that go with the shtei halachem on Shavuos. So the shtei halachem, the breads, are only fully sanctified by the carbon of tomorrow. So it's not going to work. You can't sanctify. You can't use them today. So nivne me esmol v'nikdashia inna. So how about you build it yesterday? You build the expansion on Erev Yontif, and you sanctify it on Yontif. Bina kiddush b'shas binyan. No, you got to do it at the same time. You have to sanctify it as you expand it. Nivne b'yontif v'nikdashia b'yontif ein binyan mikdash docha yontif. Do everything on Shavuos. No, you can't do binyan mikdash on Yontif. Right? Avodas hamishkan hamikdash is docha, but the binyan mikdash is not docha yontif. It's a nice Meshech Chachma, I think in Kisisa or Vayakel, that maybe prior to the Cheta Egel was Doche, because of a Shachanti B'socham, Kol Echad V'Echad. But only after Cheta Egel it's not. But that's the Meshech Chachma pointing out the difference between why Shabbos and the Mishkan, right, they're juxtaposed before Kisisa, first you have Mishkan and then Shabbos. Right, and after the Egel, in Vayakel, first it's Shabbos. That's what we learn. The Bidin of Mishkan is not Doche, but the Meshech Chachma says before the Egel, maybe things were different. But that's what we hold today. Either way. Say, Bidin of Mishkan Doche Yontif. So what else do we have? So, Nishbaka, Labasar Hachi, Vidniv Nevediktasha. So why don't you just wait, leave it till the day after Yontif? So if Slalei Belina, the breads are going to become Nifsal Belina by leaving it over, right? They're only eaten for Yom and Laila at Chatzos. Nivne b'mayli yoma b'nishay b'perta. Build everything, leave over a drop. Da'ad de'kadish yoma la'alter nigri v'dikdashay. The second the yontav is over, right before chatzos, you know, you can still finish it up. It's not nifsal yet. So b'makadish then ain't binyan beis hamikdash b'alayla. No, you can't build a beis hamikdash at night either. Right, Amar Abaya, minay she'ain binyan beis hamikdash b'alayla. Shneemar uva yoma kimas hamishkan b'yoma kimo b'alayla ain't makimo. So the Gemara says, Hilkach, lo efshar. So the Gemara finally throws up its hands and says, okay, fine. There's no way to be able to have this possibility. And therefore, we go back to what we said before, that there's no mincha, that's chametz, that you could use. So it must be that you could use the shiari mincha in order to be mosif. So this line, ain binyan beis hamikdash b'alayla, top tosfos. This is a tosfos that discussion that comes up in Shavuos and in Sukkah and in Rosh Hashanah. Same discussion of Rashi and Tosfos. Asks Tosfos v'im Tomar. It says in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Lamed, we know that the second day of Pesach, you can't eat the new grain, the Chadash, the entire day. Why? Because Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash might be rebuilt. And the Gemara there goes through. Well, when's the Beis HaMikdash going to be built? What are you worried about? That's why you have to aser the whole day because, you know, next year you might get mixed up. You're going to build it today? You can't build the Beis HaMikdash on Yontif. As it says, you're going to build it the night before? Right, right. So what are you going to do? So the Gemara there, the Maskana of that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah there is v'chulu. Meiri bana beis hamikdash v'yomer ishtakid v'chulu. The Gemara says that. But, so the Rishonim say, I'm sorry. Lo nitzrocha de'ivni b'chameisar samach l'shkiyas hachama inami de'ivni balayla. Balayla. The Farish against our Gemara. Our Gemara says you can't build a Beis HaMikdash Balayla. That Gemara says there, you know why Yom HaNeif, the second day of Pesach, is totally usher for the Omer? Because next year you might build a Beis HaMikdash. And therefore you're not going to realize that the whole day you have to wait for the Karban Omer. You can't eat it in the morning, the Chadash. So what's the case? You can't build a Beis HaMikdash by day. Oh, you built it at night. That's what Gemara says there. Our Gemara says you can't build a Beis HaMikdash at night. Stira answers Tosfos. Beis HaMikdash Shlishi is different. The Beis HaMikdash in the future, Hashem's doing that one. And therefore, that the rules of Mikdash Balayla don't apply. Tosfos says that there. Tosfos says that in Sukkah. Tosfos says that here. In Shavuos, V'yesh lomar, Tahaynu Beis HaMikdash Lo Asid, Shehu Asui Me'ela B'dei Shemayim, Kidechsiv Mikdash Hashem Karnu Yadecha. V'chem Farish Rebbe Berj Tanchuma. And that's what Rashi says. Not to Rashi says there in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Ain binyan beis hamikdash lo biyantav lo balayla hanimili binyan bidei adam avo binyan hasilavo bidei shamayim hu. So Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, Tosfos right here in Masechet Shavuos holds that the third beis hamikdash will be built from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the medrash that we maybe learn that when we're very young, or the source that every time we do a mitzvah, that's a step closer to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. If you take that literally, upstairs, Hashem's going to bring the Beis HaMikdash down. The Aruch Laner in Sukkah says maybe there's based in Mikdash Shalmala and the Mikdash Shalmata, the Mikdash Fizi, the Mikdash Ruchani. Right, he tries to make Shalom, because the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim says Beferish. The Rambam says, what is Mashiach going to do? Melach Mashiach is going to do three things. He is going to appoint a king, and then we are going to fight Amalek and build the Beis HaMikdash. So it's clear, the Rambam says in Hilchas Malachim that we're going to build the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe there's some type of teamwork that's going to happen. But either way, this is the an important discussion. So in the Rambam, interesting, in the Hakdama to Pirshei Mishnayos, it's also a little difficult, but the Rambam in Hakdama, the Rambam talks about a lot of things, but he also talks about the order of Shas. Why did Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi put it in the order that he did? First of all, Zman Nakat, the Siddurim, and then every Masechta. Why? So some of this is in the Gemara in various places, but most of it is not. Why is every Masechta where it is in Shas? So the Rambam says, why do we have Meseches Midos, right? All about the measurements of the Beis HaMikdash, Abai Hasheni. The Rambam says, "V'hatoela sheyesh b'inyanahu ki kishi yibane b'mheira v'yameinu yesh lishmar v'lasos hatavnis ahiva erechahu b'vneishu b'ruach hakodesh." Hakol b'chsav miyad Hashem alay ma'ask hiskil, according to Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. So the Rambam says we're going to learn from Meseches Midos how to build Bayis Shlishi. Again, not totally, as we said, Yecheskel has differences, but certain ratios, certain basic ideas, we're going to learn from there. So again, Rambam l'shitaso. Rambam says that we're going to build it ourselves. A little difficult because it's not going to be exactly the same. So you have to say it means that general ideas we're going to learn from Meseches Midos, even if it's not going to be fully. Not going to be fully. Again, there's a lot more here. Reuven Fischer Perlow talks about this in Mitzvah Aseh Yud Gimel on the Rav Sadi Gon, but we have to continue. We'll do a little more. Says the Gemara Ubashir. So they sing a song when they are Mosif, the Kedusha. So what song? What do they sing? Tana Rabbanan, Shir Shel Toda. They sing Mizmar Lasoda. They sing Mizmar Kuf, right? Mizmar 100 in Tehillim. Mizmar Lasoda is what is sung. Bikinoros, Ubin Evalim, Ubit Tzeltzalim. With harps and all these other types of instruments. It's the only tefillah that the Shulchan Aruch says, Shulchan Aruch in Simin Nun Aleph, says we're supposed to sing Mizmar Lasoda. Right, what are the part of David that say we have to sing? So, Shulchan Aruch says we have to sing. But we sing it with instruments, I'll call Pina Upina, I'll call Eved Gedolah Shev Yerushalayim, by every step of the way, V'yomer, we also say our Mimcha Hashem Kedilisani, V'chulu, we sing that parak of Tehillim, and what else? V'shir Shel Pigaim, we sing Pigaim, which is Yoshi B'Seser Elyon. Right, that parak we also sing. V'yish Omrim Shir Shel Negaim, some call it the Shir of Negaim. Right, either Pagam or Negam. Mind Amar Negam, Dechsiv, and Negala Yigrav Alecha. Right, we don't have any Negam in our homes. That's what it says in that Mizmar, Tzadi Aleph. Mind Amar Pagam, Dechsiv, Yipo, Misitcha Elef. Right, Rabbi Menecha, Elecha, Lo Yigash. Right, all about Hashem protecting us. V'yomer, we also say Yoshib Sisi Elyom, Salashat Ka Yislonon, Ad Kiata, Hashem, Machsi Elyon, Samta Monecha, V'chozer V'yomer, Mizmar Lodavid, Bevarcho, Bebrei Avshalom Beno, Hashem, Arabu Tzaroi, Ad Lashem HaYeshua Al Amcha Verchasecha Sela. We say all of those beautiful proclam of Tehillim. Rashi points out here that the 11 Mizmorim in Tehillim, those 11 Mizmorim from Tzadi through Kuf, 90 through 100, were written by Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, those prakim in Tehillim were written by Moshe Rabbeinu. So when we say Mizmar Lasoda every day, that was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. When we say Yoshi B'Sisa Elyon, and a number of those Mizmarim on Shabbos morning, those were written by Moshe Rabbeinu. Good, a little more. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Amar Lulani, Kroi, Vigani. Rabbi Shua ben Levi used to say these psukim before he went to sleep. He used to say these psukim when he went to sleep. Right, as protection. Right, just like here, it talks about the Pigoim and the Negaim. So, V'hechi Avedachi, how did he do this? Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. He himself says, Asur l'Israpos b'divrei Torah. You can't use divrei Torah to heal. Right, that's not what it's supposed to be used for. Right, divrei Torah are divrei Torah. Shouldn't use it for refuah. Lahagain shiny. Preventative is okay. You gotta use it for preventative. He didn't use this to heal. Preventative. Says the Gemara. We'll get back to the Rambam in a second. The Elak Yamar Asur Di'ika Maka. Wait, so it's Asur when there's a wound? I'ika Maka Asur Vesulo? It's only Asur? It's even worse than Asur. Fatran, we learned back in Sanhedrin. Haloche Shalamaka in Lochelech Olam Haba. Right, you lose your Olam Haba if you try to use Torah for healing purposes. So Gemara said, no. Ha'idmer Allah, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Barokik Shanu. That's talking about if you spit. If he puts saliva on the wound and then you shame Hashem, that's even worse. L'fish emaskir and shame shamayim al harakika. That is even worse. So that is the Gemara. Tosas points out here, it says in Masechah Shabbos, for some type of fever you could use a pasuk, sakanta shayni. Pikuach nefesh is okay. Pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to use it. It's a little different because you could use anything. The Ritva here also discusses v'chein mashenogim likro pasuk liyoledes, some type of minhag. Maybe that means like the vachnacht. Right, Yoledes, maybe certain type of psukim, unclear what their ritva means, but either way, that is the. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, and then we'll end with this. The Rambam says that Halochi Shalamaka, the context of that we were just talking about, he says, it's not only foolish, but it's kfira. El Hashem Bechlal HaKofrim BaTorah, She'ein Osin Divrei Torah Refuas HaGuf, Ve'einon Ela Refuas HaNefesh. They're using Torah for physical healing, and really Torah is spiritual healing. Shenemar v'yu chayim l'nafshecha. Aval habari, but he does say, look, quotes our Gemara, if it's somebody healthy, aval habari, shekar psukin, omizmar, mitilim, kidei shetagin alav schus kriyasan, v'yinatzal mitzaras v'nezakim, harei ze mutter, if it's preventing future saras. But again, this is in terms of aser l'hizrapos. Okay, we'll have to talk about exactly how the parade goes, and the ceremony that will come up, Ed Hashem, starting on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll have to stop here.